unhindered by the censorship of an earlier era, unhindered by the drug addiction that would come just a few years later. This film captures history's greatest stand-up comedian at the epic of his genius, at the height of his talent, powers and laser-focused creative rage. Easy Rider, 1969. Oh, no. What you represent to them is freedom. The film that changed Hollywood forever. Well, not really. The change lasted only until the double whammy of Jaws and Star Wars. Two films that ushered in the blockbuster era and really did change Hollywood forever. But I digress. Stop worrying about the long hair, the hippies, and the drug dealing, Phil Spector in a cameo. Dennis Hopper's directorial debut is a love letter to the open road and unbridled American freedom. A movie anathema to today's left, who right now personify the uptight Easy Rider villain. The man demanding conformity and vehemently opposed to leaving people be to do their own thing. Oh, yeah, they're gonna talk to you, and talk to you, and talk to you about individual freedom. But they see a free individual, it's gonna scare 'em. Indeed. The Lady Eve, 1941. Well, it's just that I've been up the Amazon for a year and they don't use perfume. In just four short years, 1940 to 1944, writer/director Preston Sturges would produce no fewer than a half dozen classics. Chief among them The Lady Eve, which is not only a comedy masterpiece but one of the sexiest movies ever made. Only Sturges could pull off the second half of this gutbuster, where we are supposed to buy into the fact that Henry Fonda believes Barbara Stanwyck's con artist is now someone else. But pull it off he does. Yet, the film's most memorable sequence is the erotic and hilarious moment when a bumbling, forever smitten Fonda does nothing more than fiddle with Stanwyck's shoe. Is it just me, or is it a little warm in here? 91 to 115, 41 to 65.